Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here to bring you all the news in college esports and the world beyond. And this story involves a lot of young people, not necessarily college, but I wanted to talk about it because it completely drove me up the wall to hear about this. Now, don't forget to like and subscribe because we're going to be always giving you more stories like this one, as well as what's going on at the college esports level. So, Jacob, tell us what happened that led a Call of Duty tournament to turn into something really, really stupid.
Yes, some young people doing some things. This was an amateur Call of Duty tournament to start.
Okay, amateur, so nobody's getting paid.
No one's getting paid. They did not have to go as hard as they did. So it was an amateur tournament in Indianapolis, and it was going to happen, and then Rona happened, so then it was going to go online. And then the tournament organizer said, hey, it's not going to happen. And then some images and some videos started popping up on Twitter of people sitting very close to one another playing some Call of Duty in a, like, internet cafe, whatever, like, the gamer version of that is. That's where they were. And there was also some of the tournament organizers present.
Yeah, and so, just to give you guys some specifics, there was a tournament organizer, or organization by the name of the American Gaming Network. Now, this tournament was supposed to go down in Indianapolis around the 1st of August. And essentially what happened is that Activision, as well as the tournament organizers themselves, came out and said, you know what? Because of COVID, we're not going to be able to do this thing. It's going to have to go online. The LAN is canceled. And yet, first came around, and images and video, as Jacob said, came out. All kind of people up in there, man. I mean, not socially distanced. Mm-hmm. Nobody had on masks.
No, they're like two.
Everybody's in there touching on keyboards and controllers. And I need not remind everybody, it is the middle of a pandemic, a deadly one at that. And yet, this event still went down. Now, according to multiple sources on social media, the tournament organizers, they denounced this. They said that they would not be condoning or supporting any events going down at the venue. However, according to the Twitter user, and I want to make sure that I say this, or according to Dexerto, and I want to make sure that I say this, that staff members were present at the venue from the tournament organizers. And so what that tells me, and what it tells other people, is that, yes, this may not be an official event, but if you, the tournament organizer yourself, is present, that is letting people know that this is okay to do.
100%.
And I'm gonna just say this right quick, Jacob, and I'm gonna be very frank with everybody out there, okay? Because I have personally lost family to the COVID-19 virus. Every person that went to that tournament, you are not only grossly irresponsible, but if I were that venue, first of all, I wouldn't be open. So that's number one. I wouldn't have opened. If I was that venue, a lot of those folks would be banned from my venue, period. That tournament organizer and those staff who were present from that tournament would be banned. Okay? There is, if I'm Activision, I wouldn't allow this tournament organizer to ever run events of our game.
Yeah, they're toast.
It is a deadly global pandemic happening right now, and America is the last country on the list in terms of containing this thing. Mm-hmm. And yet, people wanted to get up and go to a amateur tournament. Nobody was... Amateurs!
Yeah.
Nobody was getting a contract from this. Nobody was about to make it to the CDL off the back of this. You could have stayed at home. There was no reason for anybody to go to this event. And the tournament organizers, I know you put out your little tweet. I know you got on social media and said what you needed to say in order to legally exonerate yourself. But I'm telling you now, if it is true that any of your staff were present at the event, you should be held liable, period, as a tournament organizer. When the tournament is canceled, we don't show up. That's what the policy should be, flat out. Yeah. And so everybody involved in this thing, from the top down, from the tournament organizers to the venue to the people who actually got up and went, everybody showed gross negligence and gross, like, uncaring for everybody affected for this virus. And I would not be surprised if a lot of people caught the virus from this, and if we saw a spike in the greater Indianapolis area because of this event. Because that is how virulent and how effective this virus is at spreading. There is no reason a LAN should have even been thought about, let alone actually take place. So that is all I got to say about this. I'm really frustrated. I'm angry about it. I think more people should be angry about it. And I don't know what else to say, man. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
I'm really, really upset by it.
Yeah, so my thoughts about it was, well, one, most of these people, since it is an amateur tournament, most of these people are probably younger, meaning that they are still living in a household. That was my first thought, to where, like, they probably got it from that alone, but it's like they're not going back to, like, you know, their studio apartment. They're going back to their parents or their grandparents or whoever they're immediately living with. So, like, the spreading, it's not like you go there and go home and you're chilling. Like, the spreading capability is very significant from that alone. But the only other thought that I had, different from yours, is if there are a bunch of companies involved in a bad situation, and Activision is the good guy, you are not in a good situation.
Not at all.
Like, you read this and you're like, oh, Activision did the right thing. If that's what you're saying, you're like, everyone else is not doing the right thing, you made a very bad call. And it's not good.
Yeah.
And... yeah. It's just not a good thing.
Yeah, and the last thing I want to leave everybody with on this particular one is that, flat out, guys, COVID-19 is dangerous. It's deadly, okay? It may not be deadly to you, but it is definitely deadly to some of your loved ones. Dogs can get COVID-19. So, I mean, let's just keep it for real, all right? You're amateurs. Other events will happen.
Mm-hmm. Many.
This is not the end of the world. So missing an amateur event is not the end of the world. I understand that some of you paid for travel. Some of you paid for lodging. Okay, just enjoy the weekend in Indianapolis then. Go out to eat.
Cool city.
Hang out. You know, do what it is that you want to do. But you definitely don't need to be in a small enclosed area with a bunch of other people, unmasked, touching on community property. It's just not smart, it's not intelligent, and for a group of people that have been proven to be very effective carriers from the 14 to 18 range, make sure that you guys are doing everything you can not to take it home to your families. That's all I'm gonna say, and I was a lot nicer than I thought I was gonna be, but it is what it is, and we hope that this did not spread the virus in any significant way.
To close, as our friend Sonic the Hedgehog would say, that's no good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.